No, I said I mentioned to you, I forgot to ask you about, what do you call those little small tomatoes?
Cherry tomatoes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing that you use to break up land?
A harrow or a Fresno.
Now, what's a Fresno?
Fresno's used to.
Describe it. Have you ever seen one?
Not really. I had it explained to me. It's pulled behind a horse, a little wooden thing, a wooden platform with sort of a scoop underneath, so the horse would pull, and then you pull back on some sort of lever, and it would pick up soil, and then you could drop it off at a lower part. They used to level the field.
And they had those. They had those in Utah.
They had those in Hinckley. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Out there on the.
On the edge of the desert.
On the desert. Okay. Why did they live out in the desert?
Why did they
settle out there for the same reason people did? Was that just a Mormon way that they try to go where no one else would want? The worst possible?
Well, Brigham Young sort of like this project set up. They looked at the map and decided they wanted a town every 40 miles, and so they put one there. Without looking at the land first.
And then they assigned people. That's okay, that's terrific. Now, I asked you about wild horses. What did you mention?
Oh.
Do you have any names for wild horses?
We talked about it before. I mean,
you mentioned Mustang, but I wondered. Those animals out on that island, do they have any special name, or you just call them just wild horses?
I think they just call them wild horses.
Okay. What kinds of small animals do you see run around on the ground?
Oh, in Utah.
Yeah.
How about rabbits and?
All right.
Snakes.
Well, before we get to that, how about things? These aren't edible. These are little. What about these things that eat nuts and climb up in trees? What do you call them?
Squirrels.
Do you have any different kinds of those?
We have very few squirrels in Utah.
Okay. How about the ones?
Yeah, chipmunks. And all
that's stuff. What. All right. Now, what are they like?
A lot smaller, and I guess what they have, seven stripes on their back, right, or something.
What do you call something like a chipmunk except bigger?
How much bigger?
Well, they've got about
like a raccoon or
no. This is more in the along the chipmunk line, except much bigger.
Chipmunks and squirrels. I don't know.
Do you have anything called gophers?
Oh, gophers. Yeah.
Underground. What are they like?
Live underground.
How big are they?
They're about, I guess, maybe about half the size of a rat.
They're very small though too.
Yeah.
You've ever seen those big gophers?
No.
That stand about a couple feet high?
Oh, woodchucks or groundchucks.
Okay. You have those?
Yeah.
Woodchucks. All right. You call them woodchucks or groundchucks?
Mm-hmm.
Both.
Yeah, or rockchucks even.
Rockchucks. Okay, what do they look like?
They look a lot like a big squirrel, about twice, maybe three times the size of a squirrel.
Okay, and you use all three of those terms.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But you don't use the term gopher.
No. No, gopher's just a little bigger than a field mouse.
Right. Do you use the term prairie dog?
Mm-hmm.
Is that different from a
prairie
rock
dog?
Shop?
Prairie dog, and they also. Yeah, it is. It is. And then there's another term. I don't know what it is. In fact, I'm not sure what the rest of the country calls it. It's a term called pop gut.
Well, what? Describe it.
It's about the size. It's a little larger than a squirrel with no markings, sort of a light color. Mm-hmm. And
stays in the ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You usually see
that's
in the mountains. Pop gut. Yeah.
And then and that's the same as a prairie dog.
Similar, I think. Yeah.
Prairie dog small like that too.
Uh huh.
I mean, less than a foot long.
Yeah.
Okay. How big is the woodchuck, you say, several feet, or the rockchuck?
It's about, maybe 18 inches long.
Okay.